Harry turned to look at her, and his stomach gave a weird lurch as though he had missed the step going downstairs. He said. He couldn't ask her. He couldn't, but he had to. Cho stood there looking puzzled, watching him. The words came out before Harry had quite got his tongue around them. Wanna go ball with me? Sorry, said Cho. Do you want to go to the ball with me? Said Harry. Why did he have to go red now? Why? Oh, said Cho, and she went red too. Oh, Harry, I'm really sorry. And she truly looked it. I've already said I'll go with someone else. Oh, said Harry. It was odd. A moment before, his insides had been writhing like snakes, but suddenly he didn't seem to have any insides at all. Oh, okay, he said. No problem. I'm really sorry, she said again. That's okay, said Harry. They stood there looking at each other, and then Cho said, Well, yeah, said Harry. Well, bye, said Cho, still very red. She walked away. Harry called after her before he could stop himself. Who are you going with? Oh, Cedric, she said. Cedric Diggory. Oh, right, said Harry. His insides had come back again. It felt as though they had been filled with lead in their absence. Completely forgetting about dinner, he walked slowly back up to Gryffindor Tower, Cho's voice echoing in his ears with every step he took. Cedric, Cedric Diggory. He had been starting to quite like Cedric, prepared to overlook the fact that he had once beaten him at Quidditch, and was handsome, and popular, and nearly everyone's favourite champion. Now he suddenly realised that Cedric was in fact a useless, pretty boy who didn't have enough brains to fill an egg cup. Fairy lights, he said dully to the fat lady. The password had been changed the previous day.
Yes, indeed, dear,
she trilled, straightening her new tinsel hairband as she swung forward to admit him. Entering the common room, Harry looked around, and to his surprise he saw Ron sitting ashen-faced in a distant corner. Ginny was sitting with him, talking to him in what seemed to be a low, soothing voice.
What's up, Ron?
Said Harry, joining them. Ron looked up at Harry, a sort of blind horror in his face.
Why did I do it? He said wildly. I don't know what made me do it.
What?
Said Harry.
He, just asked Fleur Delacour to go to the ball with him, said Ginny.
She looked as though she was fighting back a smile, but she kept patting Ron's arm sympathetically.
You what?
Said Harry.
I don't know what made me do it.
Ron gasped again.
What was I playing at? There were people all around. I've gone mad. Everyone watching. I was just walking past her in the entrance hall. She was standing there talking to Diggory, and it sort of came over me, and I asked her.
Ron moaned and put his face in his hands. He kept talking, though the words were barely distinguishable. She looked at me like I was a sea slug or something, didn't even answer, and then, I don't know, I just sort of came to my senses and ran for it.
She's part Vela, said Harry. You were right. Her grandmother was one. It wasn't your fault. I bet you just walked past when she was turning on the old charm for Diggory and got a blast of it. But she was wasting her time. He's going with Cho Chang.
Ron looked up.
I asked her to go with me just now, Harry said dully, and she told me.
Ginny had suddenly stopped smiling.
This is mad, said Ron. We're the only ones left who haven't got anyone. Well, except Neville. Hey, guess who he asked? Hermione.
What?
Said Harry, completely distracted by this startling news.
Yeah, I know,
said Ron, some of the colour coming back into his face as he started to laugh.
He told me after potions, said she's always been really nice, helping him out with work and stuff. But she told him she was already going with someone. Ha! As if. She just didn't want to go with Neville. I mean, who would?
Don't, said Ginny, annoyed. Don't laugh.
Just then, Hermione climbed in through the portrait hole.
Why weren't you two at dinner?
She said, coming over to join them.
Because... Oh, shut up laughing, you two.
Because they've both just been turned down by girls they asked to the ball, said Ginny.